Babies have a lot of needs. And boy, is there a lot of stuff being sold to new parents to take care of those babies. $90 billion a year. In today's episode, we are going to discuss, what of that stuff do you actually need? Keep listening to The Catholic Money Show. A few episodes ago, we did an episode about consignment sales.
Love them.
And how much we love them. We told a story about our first consignment sale, which we hoped to get a bunch of baby stuff and walked out with
a Thanksgiving outfit.
That was about it. So we missed our opportunity there to really save a bunch of bucks. And it turns out one of you listeners is in a similar boat right now and sent us a voicemail. Let's give that a quick listen.
Hi there. My husband and I have been listening to your podcast for a while now. We're newlyweds, and it has been so exciting to hear about all the different things you guys speak about, specifically about finances, just because we didn't really have a lot of background with that, and it's been so good for our new marriage. And we're expecting a baby, so really exciting. And we just listened to your guys's episode about the consignment sales, and we think it was super providential because there's actually a consignment sale going on this upcoming Thursday, and we were wondering what your guys's thoughts were on what sorts of things to look out for at the sales and what things are actually necessary, because we feel like we could go in and be either very overwhelmed or buy the Thanksgiving outfit. So we can't wait to hear what you say, and God bless you for all your work.
We want to answer this very important question. As you shared earlier, the baby industry is a $90 billion market and ever expanding.
Mm-hmm.
Companies are willing to pay top dollar to get in front of your eyeballs to tell you that you need X, Y, or Z. And maybe some of it you do need, but a good deal of it you don't.
Yes.
And then even more of it, you could probably get gently used.
Of course. You know, this baby stuff market is so big and so powerful. I think this is from the Power of Habit book, but and it's kind of a side story, but he talks about Target and their targeted advertising and using purchase data to go after particularly new parents. Because
if they get you there,
they get them for the new parents.
they're gonna keep getting you.
Loyal customers, and they'll buy a bunch of other stuff at Target as well. So this is a big industry that has a lot of it designed maybe to take care of your baby, but to take
get
care of
pockets.
The real baby, which is their business.
Yes. Never underestimate the power of marketing. Some of it is in your face. Most of it is very, very subtle. And all of a sudden, the dollar bills are flying out of our wallets. So I want to help prepare this young couple as they go to this consignment sale. And we wanted to have this conversation here on the Catholic Money Show, because I think that there's a lot of other new parents out there who could benefit from this.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of just answering directly, we wanted to go ahead and record our response, if you will, so that it could benefit the masses, those listening to this and in a similar situation. So first up, before we even go into kind of the critical items that you really actually need for a baby, and then kind of the nice to haves, those are, that's going to be the two differentiators that we talk about here. I do want to say that as part of this $90 billion industry, I think there's an immense amount of pressure put on parents to provide a certain level of and type of stuff for your baby. And then it extends to your child, blah, 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 blah. There's an element of keeping up with the Joneses that I want Catholic families to seriously push back against. Now, if you have, you're debt-free, you have your emergency savings established, and you're budgeting, and you can go ahead and spend a larger amount of resources on baby stuff, that's fine. I have no problem with that. But most, 9 times out of 10, that is not new parents. And they end up, you know, putting more, putting things that they think they need on a credit card. Or they're not paying off the debt because they spent all the money furnishing the nursery with Pottery Barn furniture to be like this influencer that was their same age and they should be at the same level, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Social media has kind of warped, I think, new parents and their expectations for baby gear, because you're seeing all these influencers with, most of the time, they're free stuff that they were given by the companies. Mm-hmm. They don't tell you that. And now you think you need all these organic muslin swaddle blankets. And so I do want to just preface our conversation with understand that reality. And that is putting pressure on couples to feel like they can't be open to life to the degree that they would want to be, because all this stuff's just so expensive. And that's just, it's just a tactic from the enemy to scare us, steal, kill, and destroy, right? His ultimate mission. And so why we love consignment sales, we love them for a variety of reasons. But a really big one is that you can get really great stuff that you need that's going to serve your family in whatever state of life you're in for less. And so that means you get to put more money towards the things that matter most, whatever God's calling you to, whether that's giving more, whether it's paying off debt, whether it's being open to life and welcoming more children. We're all about that. And so if you can leverage and take advantage of buying some of this initial stuff for less, and then go ahead and extend that throughout the childhood of your kids, it's just going to mean so much for your family economy. All right.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Just wanted to preface that. All right, John.
Let me say one more thing.
Oh, okay. You got to preface.
There's a pressure that I think which is a lot of us feel that I think we felt without even realizing it until somebody pointed it out or I read it somewhere, heard it somewhere, whatever, that as we're starting off, you know, our adult life, we expect to be at the same level as our parents at right now.
But it took them
30 years
to get to
get to the type of house they're in and all these things. But we expect to be there right now. And I think it's the same thing with kids. If I look back, I'm like, oh, okay. Maybe there wasn't as much money around as I thought. Or we had a lot simpler stuff than I think, or than that is available now. There's so much fancy and just so much stuff available now for kids.
Cooler and cooler baby stuff. Now those stroller wagons.
I say even since
a genius idea.
In the 4 years since we had a baby, there's a lot of extra, more even more cool stuff.
I want to have more kids just to use the stuff. I'm just kidding. I do want to have more kids. God willing.
And you do want to use the stuff. All right. Let's get to the stuff though. We'll start with the criticals.
Yeah.
The gotta haves.
And I mean, if you wanted to be super, super like, okay, what are the real items? Gun to your back. What do you need for a baby? Well, you need something to feed them. You need somewhere to put them down, and you need something to change their diaper, and maybe in one outfit. If you were talking about the absolute basics, okay, that could work. This is a little bit more than just the absolute.
Keep the child alive, mostly. List.
So, when I say critical items, it's kind of just the basics that you need in kind of setting it up.
There we go.
I'm not talking about the absolute, like, bare bones. Okay. All right. Let's get in. Let's talk about sleeping.
The kid's got to sleep.
And you want that kid to sleep.
You need that kid to sleep.
And you're going to run the gamut. Is your kid one of those that is going to sleep through the night at 3 weeks and then you're going to pat yourself on the back and think you are such a good parent? Or is your kid going to be a night terror for the first 2 years of their life and you're going to blame yourself? Neither which are true. And then you might have another one a couple of years later and they flip flopped on you. And now you realized it didn't have anything to do with your parenting. Anyway, you do need usually right away, and the American Academy of Pediatrics will recommend this, baby sleeping in your room. Is the ideal for newborns. And it will kind of comfort you as well to just know that they're in earshot, that they're there. So a bassinet is a great item for a baby to sleep in right away. Or if you're going to have a crib,
for
you
those
can just
of
set
us
that up in your room.
Who hypothetically don't remember what a bassinet is. For those listeners.
Yeah, yeah. Not you. It's kind of like that smaller portable crib that you could kind of have pull up right next to the bed. And oftentimes like one of the sides will kind of collapse. So if mom's breastfeeding, she could just easily grab the baby, pull baby to herself.
Bassinet.
And I mean, these come in a variety. You could get one at a consignment sale, like one of those Halo bassinets. You could get one for $30, 20, 30 bucks, or you could get the Snoo, which is like the $1,000.
No.
When the baby starts to kind of like make a noise, it'll begin to like make white noise, shushing, and even like start to sway and rock them.
They make an adult size?
I don't know. You certainly don't need to go that fancy. We may, yeah. It really, oftentimes, basic is just best. Yes. So just a bassinet, that's really the essential.
Something
right away.
Something to sleep in.
Something small near you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to do that, you could skip it and just do a crib in your room.
And then there's the whole sleeping in the bed thing. Co-sleeping.
Yeah, some people will
some
do that.
Some people do that.
Some people aren't comfortable with it. Some people are.
Yeah.
Whatever's going to help you and your family get the most sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Bingo.
Yeah.
And then you'll need something for that baby to be in while it's sleeping. So, especially when they're new, swaddle blankets.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap that kid up.
Sometimes you can just take the swaddle blanket they gave you at the hospital. I know people that have done
just
that.
Take it.
Because they give it to you.
Yeah.
You're not stealing this from
them. No. And it's like the memento. This is the first blanket I wrapped you in.
But you know, if you learn the skill of swaddling, that can be a good one. Otherwise, huge. There's a wide range of mm-hmm. different sleep sacks or swaddle blankets that you could try. Every kid is going to be different, but finding one that seems to work mm-hmm. for your kid and that they like, some kids don't like them at all. But I would say trying them for most kids is going to be beneficial.
And there's a balance here. Just like the other thing, right? There's a wide variety or a wide spectrum of these things.
Mm-hmm.
There's the...
Don't go by the Merlin right, magic sleep
there's
suit.
The my kid can't sleep. I'll do anything. I don't know what's happening. I haven't slept in weeks. Parent who will pay anything. So there's going to be products marketed to that, taking advantage of your sleep-deprived psychosis.
Yep.
And you will be willing to try anything and pay anything. And then there's, you wrap them in a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's something in between, right, where you have, okay, yeah, this is this particular sleep sack kind of thing or whatever will be a little more helpful. Maybe it's easier, whatever. So yep. There is definitely a... There's some discerning there
mm-hmm.
of what to do and how to go.
Yeah. I think for us, it's usually gone. Simplicity has worked better. And we've done the double swaddle strategy, Ooh. The double swaddle blanket strategy. It seemed to work really good for our kids. And we didn't need anything really fancy other than mm-hmm. just a couple muslin. Nope. We didn't get cotton or we didn't get organic. They were just plain muslin swaddle blankets. And then when our kids transitioned out of swaddle blankets, because when they're rolling over, we call it the squirrel suit.
Mm-hmm.
What I forget,
zippity zip,
zippity zips. They were from Shark Tank, and then our kids literally are in the zippity zips until they're like 4 years old.
But you know where we got the zippity zip?
Consignment sale,
yard sale.
Yeah,
that was the first one. That's where we ran into it. Like they're throwing it in. I think when we bought some clothes or something, we're like, I guess we'll take it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Saved our butts.
It was awesome. Yeah. But you don't need that right away.
No.
That's
no.
something that's kind of like in the...
As they get older.
6 to 9 month range, you might figure out something mm-hmm. for the rolling over.
All
okay,
right.
So we've covered sleep.
So we took
sleep.
Care of sleep. These we're going to hit the main activities of a baby. Sleep, check. All right, eat.
They need to eat. So if you're breastfeeding, and you could do a mix of breastfeeding or formula,
mm-hmm.
or you could do just breastfeeding or formula. We're not here to... talk about what options you are pursuing, but depending on which one you pursue, at a consignment sale, if you're going to choose to breastfeed, this might be a great place to grab some of the supplies.
Mm.
A lot of times someone will have bought like,
a bunch of bottles that their kid didn't like.
Right. I'm talking about just the breastfeeding moms.
Oh yeah.
They don't need a bottle.
Why did I say that?
I
guess if they're pumping and you got to do it later and that
sure,
kind of stuff.
Sure,
sure.
So yes, pumping supplies. Yeah. Huge at a consignment sale. You can get great pumps. So if your insurance is not covering it, that would be a great place to grab it. And also
big old box of bags they didn't need, all that stuff.
Bags to store milk, etc. Yes, of course. There's going to be creams and leak pads. A lot of times, you know, somebody just didn't need them. And so this is just a great place to score great deals on just all those equipment. Nursing bras.
As I say, the special
nursing
clothes.
Bras. You know, maybe now you're out of the maternity clothes, but you want some nursing shirts, nursing dresses, nursing sweaters. These are going to be on sale at a consignment sale. And something that you should absolutely go get, because nursing clothes are really, really expensive.
I'll say this maybe because so then we don't have to keep saying it, because I think it applies probably to everything that we're going to talk about, is sure, you're going to save money by limiting which things you buy. And that's what our list is going to do. You're going to save more money than if you get those things used.
Yeah.
You're going to save more money probably if you do that at a consignment sale or yard sale, something like that.
Yeah.
So like the whole range of like how things get cheaper from new, gently used, maybe on eBay or something like that, then, you know, kind of Facebook marketplace, then consignment store, then consignment sale. Yard sale, borrow from a friend.
Wow.
I'd say that's
what a range.
I'd say that's the range though. As most things go through there, it gets cheaper as you go down. So all of these, that's how it goes.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, if you are gonna maybe be doing a hybrid, you're gonna be breastfeeding but also using some bottles. You know, you're gonna be out for the occasional date night, etc. This can be a great place to get the bottles.
Yeah.
And then if you are going to be exclusively just formula, then obviously lots of bottles. You're going to need, you know, to kind of stock up on a healthy supply of those, and then maybe even get some of the, you know, you don't need to get all the gimmicky stuff like the bottle warmer.
Don't need the boss just about to bring up bottle warmer.
You don't need the like special dry rack, but
the thing that looks like grass. Yeah. If you don't, you just,
all it does is get, it collects mold on the bottom. You really just, yeah, in that instance, you just need bottles. So,
And there's lots of different bottles out there.
There really
are. So many different ones.
Yeah. And it might be just one of, you might just decide you're going to go all in on one and you're going to hope for the best. And if it doesn't work, you can always resell it and try something else. And just know that part of the journey of parenting is a big dose of humility and being willing to pivot when something's not working. And that's going to happen a lot. We joke often that our family schedules changes every 3 months because people have now reached different milestones and different needs.
And that's what is so great about buying this kid stuff used, is so many times you can find it hardly used.
Because
it was, oh, the kid didn't like these bottles. Oh, I thought cloth diapering was a time suck, whatever it is. Like, it just didn't work for us. Well, if it works for you, like the thing that doesn't work for somebody else is going to work for somebody else.
Yep.
And so you can take advantage of that.
Yep.
So I guess
talking about diapering.
I leaked it. Ooh. Sorry.
You sleeping, dumped it early.
Eating. Come on. Now we're on to pooping. The diapering basics.
Yeah. I don't think oftentimes at a consignment sale, you're really not going to find a lot of disposables. Disposies. People call them sposies or disposables. You might find somebody who just
they overbought or something.
They overbought or they used a partial pack and they'll give a discount. But oftentimes that's not going to be, you're not going to find that there. This is really the hot spot though for the cloth diapering parent. This is a great place to get some of those supplies. And so we would recommend, if you are going to be a cloth diapering parent, what do you really need? You probably need between 20 and 30 diapers, depending on what system you use. We're huge fans of the all-in-ones. We even have gone all in on cloth wipes. I think it's just easier.
If you're doing the diapers,
it's just easier.
Whatever you're doing for the diapers, do it for the wipes.
Because then you don't have to go find a trash can every time
it's
you change
all,
a diaper.
Yeah.
Nope, it's all together. So we get that. And then you might get probably one or two wet bags for your
diaper bag.
This would be where you'd put the diapers if you're out and about, or even you put clothes that got dirty or wet, blah, blah, blah. It'll protect it inside the bag. And then you're going to need probably a large trash can of sorts, and then a large wet diaper pail.
Yes, you like a kitchen size trash can with a lid. And then
lockable lid.
Yes. And then the liner, it looks like it's just like a big clothes bag, but it's like the waterproofy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To line that. And this isn't on
your
list.
And that's pretty much all the stuff you need.
It's not necessary.
Ooh, what are you saying?
But? It's a real nice to have.
What?
The diaper sprayer.
True. I would.
It's not
you
necessary.
You know what? I'm so sorry. I didn't write that down, but I would. Yes.
But.
Technically,
it's definitely worth
you could dunk and swish.
Ooh,
we personally have absolutely never done that and never will.
No.
So I would. But you know what? We bought on eBay our Spray Pal and our sprayer.
Yep.
And
or Amazon Warehouse. Like there's always a way to get some of this stuff cheaper.
So, yes, a way to help clean the diapers.
OK.
All right. They've slept. They've ate. They've pooped. Now you got to put some on their backs.
Mm-hmm. Got to have some clothing. So again, we're talking about the new babies.
Mm-hmm. And at our first consignment sale, all we came out with was a Christmas dress and a Thanksgiving onesie that was too large.
I say, did they even fit?
And after having three girls, what I've realized, especially in the new days, is that you essentially just need some onesies. Mostly sleepers,
mm-hmm.
and maybe a couple of cute outfits per size.
Couple as in two.
Couple as in, yeah,
like
two or three.
Just a couple.
And really, you're just going to keep the baby in their pajamas all the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. Let's say, you know, it's a rainy weekend. You're just going to stay in. You're going to eat. You're going to sleep. You're going to have to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Are you going to get out of your pajamas?
Or just, yeah, why are like, you putting them in
these, let's just stay comfy.
In a onesie and cute jeans and a zip-up sweater? It's so impractical, but it's really cute when you want to take
really
the baby when you want to take the baby out and you want to take you're going to an event. You want to have a couple outfits, obviously something for church. But basically 90% of the time they're just going to be in pajamas, and that's totally okay. Until they're maybe like what? Six to 9 months. But even then,
like
we pretty
that.
Much just keep our kids in pajamas, or if it's summer, they're walking around in a cloth diaper. Of course, weather appropriate clothing. So if you are, you know, this is something to time. We blew it on our first sale.
Sure.
Just knowing like, okay, we're about to have a daughter born in November. Oh, we should get 0 to 3 month clothing that's warm for fall and the winter. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then our 3 to 6 month, that'll probably be more the spring sale. Like we just weren't thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, kids will always defy these sizes.
Oh, yeah.
You never know if they come out 7 pounds and they're going to fit into newborn clothes for a little bit, or you have a 10 pounder and they're automatically in the 3 to 6 month clothing. You don't really know, but you if you hedge your bets and get newborn clothes and also 0 to 3 months for the season that you know you're going to be heading into, that's probably a good bet.
Mm-hmm.
Onesies, sleepers, a couple outfits.
Baby shoes.
Oh.
They ain't walking. Why are you going to have a shoe?
No shoes.
It's just so frustrating to even try to get it on.
It's horrible.
Doesn't do anything. You don't need them.
No, we actually, I forget the name of it, but we.
Those booties. Well, we had like
they were snap-on
the
booties.
Real ones, and then we just got knockoffs.
I forget the,
next
the name.
Time, so just
but
get
snap-on booties.
Yeah,
that's all you
those
need.
Are good. And then it's easier with
because
the socks.
Baby socks. Oh no, the worst. No.
Mm-mm. You think regular socks get lost easy? Mm-mm.
Baby socks. Nope. Don't just get the fleece booties that you button on.
And then you only need
that's
like
it.
One set.
All you need is one pair. You don't need any more. And that it usually fits your kid for months.
Yep.
And then you just get the bigger size.
Bingo.
And then when they're finally walking a year in, you can worry about shoes then.
Yep.
Okay. Clothes covered. Check. Take us to the next one.
You gotta keep that baby safe. So you're going to need the car seat, obviously. I mean, I don't even think they let you
You can't leave the hospital.
You can't go anywhere if you don't have it. They came out and checked it and all that stuff.
Now, this is a controversial topic. We're talking about buying things at the consignment sale, John.
Oh, you mean you're going to talk about...
I'm going to talk about...
expiration dates?
I'm going to talk about, can you buy a used car seat?
I'm not even going to say...
expiration. Usually at consignment sales, they won't take it.
Yeah, that's true.
They won't take it if it's expired. Okay. Nine times out of 10, they won't. If there is a car seat that somebody, it's not expired.
Or a friend maybe wants to offer one to you.
Yeah, not expired. Never was in an accident. Why wouldn't you use it?
Expired.
Yeah. One of the biggest rackets in the car infant seat world and a money grab for sure. Is the whole car seat safety rules, et cetera, et cetera. Really, if a car seat has not been in an accident, there's no reason it shouldn't be safe to use.
We're not like 25 years old.
And then eventually, if you put a couple kids through it, it's destroyed.
You're just not going to want to use it.
All the padding's worn out, et cetera. It's gross. It's disgusting. So this is not something that's going to last you through nine children.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great if you can maybe get two or three kids in the car seat and it's still salvageable.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes at maybe one of these consignment sales, maybe they were gifted one.
Sure.
And then they got another one and they decided to change stroller systems. So it changed what car seat they got. Or maybe they just used it very lightly. It was a spare in the second car that was barely used or whatever. You just don't know the story. But this is a great place to pick up a good deal on a car seat.
Mm-hmm.
We've personally only ever bought ours new, but I have seen good deals on car seats. Oh, we were gifted one by a friend.
The baby things, the thing that you carry them in it and you click them in.
Yeah.
Those have been new. We've had some used seats.
Okay. I bought another one at Costco. Anyway, we don't need to get into it, but personally, I never thought of it until... We had car seats.
Yeah, the timing wasn't right for us, I think. Yeah.
But it's definitely a place to go if you find the one that you want to use for your kind of travel system, if you will.
Yeah.
You want one that matches your stroller.
Well,
that,
you want to be able to click in and all
that
stuff.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We got the car seat. Another big item is going to be baby monitor.
Ooh, we've got some
thoughts.
You can
spend a lot of money on baby monitors. And it's going to tell you, it's going to be a camera that you can move around. You can talk back and forth. You can zoom in and out. You can color night vision. You can know what temperature and humidity it is in the room.
You could have a sensor on your baby so that you can know what
the owlet
their heart rate
and all
is
those other ones.
And, yeah.
Yes. There's lots of monitoring things that you need for the baby.
And I think that these are just really good at giving parents anxiety.
Yes. It is a way to create and then monetize
your fear.
Your fear of your kid being in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It makes it feel like you have to be watching at all times.
Which sets you up then
helicopter
for the
parent.
Rest of their lives, or at least their childhood. If I'm not here, if I'm not watching them, if I don't know exactly what they're doing, who knows what could happen?
They're in trouble. Yeah.
Which
it's
is
not
just
going to
give
it's not
you
good
a heartburn.
For you. It's not good for them.
Yeah.
And so we are just fans of the absolute basic audio monitor.
Yep. We started off. We had the camera.
We did. And then we abandoned
the little carry around thing. And then we did like not security cameras, but that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Eventually just abandoned.
Forget this, man. I just need to know if the kid's crying.
Yep. Yeah. Or they're up from their nap. I don't need to see anything. I'll hear it. And you know what? Our house is not some 7,000 square foot thing. I'm going to hear them wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
So, but I still have the monitor.
Yeah. The
just in case.
Yeah.
But. Yes.
So you
do need that. And then a consignment sale is a great place to just get some of that baby proofing stuff.
Oh,
you
yes.
don't need it right away as a newborn, but just the outlet covers, the cabinet locks, the furniture anchors. I do think these things are important.
Absolutely.
And I see them as just essential. So
because
kids just, you know, when they start crawling and toddling around, You want to make sure they're safe.
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't only need to keep the kid safe. You need to keep the kid clean. So some of the things that, again, these are kind of the basics, the things that you, again, there's, you can wash the kid in the sink, but let's get a baby bathtub. Yeah. They just make it so much easier.
For newborns, they're just basically like Gumby. They, you know, they're, they need something to be placed in. If you're just trying to hold them in the sink, it just gets awkward really quick.
Slippery.
Yep. Yeah. So our strategy, honestly, we used to, on our first baby, the baby bathtub in the bathtub. And then I think every baby since then just gets, the baby bathtub gets perched in the shower. And if you or I happen to be showering, they just get washed. That's just pretty much how it goes now.
there's some commercial like that.
Oh, really?
It's like first kid and they're all real careful and fancy and all that. And then it's like second or whatever kid. And then like, yeah, somebody's in the shower and they're just getting handed a kid.
Yes, so much more efficient. Yes, but essentially you need something to put them on. Mm-hmm. And then just like basic hygiene things, like a little nail clipper because, man, their nails. They get crazy. Mm-hmm. Some people talk about biting your kids' nails because they're so thin at that age and like that's better. But no, I think you could actually do more damage. So baby clippers and then a digital thermometer. Just that's really important because if they spike a fever early on, you need to know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then again, that's a whole range and you just need to weigh convenience, cost, your style of thing on type and fanciness of it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm realizing that we forgot something when we talked about feeding earlier.
Tell me.
I'm so sorry. Like burp cloths.
Oh.
It's helpful for both breastfeeding moms and also formula.
Mm-hmm.
Like definitely if you're going to feed formula. Like the burp rags, but also just they're the cleanup of everything. It doesn't clean up just spit up. You clean up everything.
Mm-hmm.
With the burp rags. And then a nursing pillow. If you are going to go that route, like a Boppy or a My Breast Friend.
Are you serious?
Yes, that's literally the name of one of them. I think that one's like specifically made for like twins. So I did forget to mention those earlier, and then we didn't cover the high chair, but the sale would be a great place to get a high chair.
Ooh.
You're not going to need it until about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're also at that point going to be introducing a little bit of water in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about the dog. And we've always had good luck with those munchkin cups. There's the angle cup because
it's a weighted, there's a weight on the bottom of the straw.
So, yes, if you're going to give the kid a straw, because some kids, they need a straw. They just like, they can't understand a cup. But they're going to tip it upside down.
Mm,
so you can't drink out of a straw with it tipped. That's where this little anchor thing
is. Bendy straw with a weight.
But that miracle cup has been a good thing.
Like, it's like a...
It's got a silicone wrap around the top.
Saucer kind of looking thing on top. And you can just suck out of it anywhere on
but
the top.
It prevents water from like splashing all over their face.
It's not open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Sorry that I missed that around feeding.
No, that's really good. All right. And then we talked a little bit about it with the one of those car seats, baby seats. What's that thing called?
Stroller?
That you carry the kid in that clicks and that has the handle.
That's called a car seat.
Car seat. Okay. Well, you need to get out of the car and sometimes you're going to be going a little ways. So you got to put them in something.
Yeah.
So a stroller.
A wagon nowadays. And oftentimes you'll need to get an adapter, whether you're using Kiko or Britax or Bob or the Wonder Wagon or whatever that thing is called. You're going to need something with an adapter.
Yeah, they'll usually have, you know, the right things lined up for their own stuff, but they know you might want something else. So they're happy to sell you a very expensive piece of metal and plastic to use with your other thing.
And personally, you know, when I pull up to, let's say, Costco or the store, the last thing that I want to do is lug a car seat and a stroller into the store so that I can go ahead and now also push my cart.
Mm.
That's a nightmare. I don't want to do that. So This is where baby carriers come in.
Ooh.
And you need at least one. Mm. And they come in a variety of methods,
shapes,
and strategies.
Sizes, materials.
My preferred
styles.
Favorite is the Nuru pocket shirt.
Ooh.
And other people like the Moby Wrap, the Ergo, the I'm blanking right
there's
now.
So the, many.
The one that starts with a T, I forget it. Anyway, there's basically a billion, the Beko. You just need probably a soft one that's made of cloth and then maybe a more structured one.
Mm.
So that when they're bigger, because once they get like 4 months, they're starting to fall out of these softer ones that unless it's a really hefty, big wrap. But some of the smaller ones, yeah, those won't hold up as the baby gets bigger. I always love the pocket shirt. And yeah. I'll just say this for new parents that are listening. Our culture will tell you like that you could put the baby down and they should be fine. The baby is going to scream. I don't put my babies down. This is not to be taken literally. Of course, during the day, I will occasionally put my babies down. But why? Why? Everybody's happier if I'm wearing them. Or you're wearing them, but basically if I'm wearing them.
Yeah.
They'll sleep for 4-5 hours in there. Mm-hmm. No peep. No nothing. You put them down in their crib at 2 weeks old, they're waking up after 20 minutes. And they're crying. And so just know that it's a season. It's a brief one. But I essentially just wear my babies for the first 3 to 4 months of their life. And that's okay. And it cuts down on the witching hour and the peak fussiness and colic and blah, blah, blah. And it just makes that time pass so much more smoothly in a time that's riddled with transition and sleep loss, blah, blah, blah. It just makes it easier if you get into the mindset of, I'm just going to be wearing my baby all the time and just accept that. It just makes everybody a lot more peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise you're just going to get angry at the baby for not sleeping when you put them down. And as soon as you walk out of the room, they wake up. And that's just not something you want to get into.
Mm-hmm.
It can be frustrating.
Bingo.
Especially if you have other kids too.
All right. So those are the basics.
That's the basics.
The things to get. Now there's a couple of nice to have things.
Yeah.
We'll just go through a couple of those quick.
Actually, something that I don't think I listed on the nice to have, but a diaper changing station, place, etc.
Yes.
Some people will get these big, nice diaper changing tables.
Mm.
And you know what? You might get one of those. I think we had a mat for our first child.
I had a pretty low bar to begin with.
We just had a foam mat or, you know, something really basic.
Yeah.
And then it just downgraded from there, and we just changed the baby wherever.
This is particularly one of those things that as you're a parent longer, or if more kids come along, you start to really
you realize this is just
more work.
You're not walking up to the changing table upstairs.
Nope, you're just gonna.
There's a blanket
find
there.
A spot
great
on the floor.
This is the carpet.
Bingo, bango. There we go.
Wherever you are,
middle of a party. Fine.
It's not a big deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that you see. So again, you might want that there at the beginning, but it's going to be something that just ends up being more work, or you're not going to use it a lot, but it's nice to have, but again, not essential. A baby swing or the bouncer or those other things to put the kid in to keep them entertained or happy or whatever those are.
Yeah. And we had one kid that kind of only wanted to sleep in a swing for a little bit of her life.
Mm.
I know it's not necessarily recommended. We were there right there with her, but the other kids didn't like them.
Yeah.
So again, it was a nice to have. We bought it used and then we sold it as soon as we were done with it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to have to store that.
No way.
That's not something you want hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Your glider rocking chair for the feedings can be really nice. Again, a chair works.
Yeah.
But special chair is kind of special and nice.
Yeah, that can be great.
You said those cute baby clothes, special occasion outfits. So that's, you know, for the holidays or photos, a party, you know, those types of things. little toys. Again, it's a baby.
Baby toys.
They're babies.
All their these gimmicky
fingers are their toys.
Yes, they these don't... gimmicky toys that are designed to like make a bunch of noise and light up. Ooh, I don't even think that they're great for babies.
They're not great.
And then as soon as your baby actually wants to play with a toy, they're just going to want to play with kitchen spoons and balls, not baby Einstein. Mm-hmm. So yes. You can more or less just skip all of that stuff.
Yep.
Another nice to have, maybe if you are going to be doing breastfeeding, would be a nursing cover. It's not essential. Again, just take one of your burp rags or take one of your
swaddle blankets
and just throw it over your shoulder or not. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal, but you might personally want something like that.
Yeah. Some books. You'll certainly want some books.
Good books.
Of course, the baby is not reading the books. You're reading to the baby.
Yeah, but there's science.
But that's very important to be doing.
Science about the importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
And just reading out loud in
general.
But
again, it doesn't need to be anything special or fancy.
No.
Just read.
It's the activity. And then those little baby gym play mats, they can be great.
It's
it can
like
be
the
a nice
thing
spot.
They can lay on and there's like stuff hanging over it. And
yeah.
All those,
and you
those
can
things.
Get them to be, you know, simpler or more Montessori and it's not all the lights and the music. I think that they're great. It's a nice thing to have if you want to just go ahead and put the baby down in the living room and you know you need to go get something done in the kitchen or whatnot. It can be a fun place to put them that will entertain them for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As they start to sit, there's those, you know, bumbos that help them sit up. It can be a nice to have. Or a boppy lounger where you could lay the baby again, but really you could just lay the baby on a blanket, on a blanket that you own, but it can be a nice to have.
Yeah.
Yes. Tableware. So once baby starts eating, if you can find this at a consignment sale, do it. But that stickable tableware, we are not sticky. No.
But just by the shape and the size of it, like it just kind of.
Yeah.
To the table.
We are baby-led weaning. We're a baby-led weaning family. So that means once they turn 6 months and can sit up on their own, kind of check the boxes, we just take a hunk of whatever we're eating and we throw it on their plate. And that's how we introduce solids to our kids. We don't have special silverware. We don't have special plates, but because we just throw it onto the IKEA high chair that we have.
The tray.
The tray, right on the tray.
Yeah.
But if you don't have something like that and you just want to push your high chair up to the main table, well, you really don't want to give a 7-month-old a ceramic plate.
Yep.
I think a plastic plate has a high chance of going flying too.
And they say, it's not just about breaking, it's about just getting flipped. And
they're going to throw it and then it's just going to go everywhere. So that's why those silicone ones that have like a suction cup on the bottom.
Yeah, it's kind of a suction.
That's what I'm talking about. Easy Peasy is one of the brands. I think that was a Shark Tank too. So that can be really great. Something like that. You don't need a ton. You need a bowl and a plate.
Yep.
And you can just go ahead and wash and reuse. Some other nice to haves, just the little accessory things you put on the stroller. I'm thinking about.
Oh, like a little thing.
I want to put my drink.
Stuff for you.
Like a drink holder.
Yeah.
A rain cover for the stroller. The chances where you're going to be out needing it, it's just so slim. But it could be nice when you do get caught in the rain. So it's kind of just, do you have the resources available? Can you find a good deal on it? These are little luxuries that can make the difference in a situation where you need them, but you don't really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of things in the baby stuff world are either designed to stoke up and then take advantage of parental anxiety or just like fancy unneeded things.
For example, the bottle warmer.
The bottle warmer.
The wipe warmer.
Oh, the wipe warmer. I'll tell you how to warm a wipe. It's a wipe. It's super thin. You just hold it in your hand. Hold it in, put it in your hands for like 4 or 5 seconds. Now it's body temperature. You're good to go. Yes, warm up a wipe. You'll have a happier kid probably. But yeah, you don't need this
it's
thing.
It's just not needed.
Doing that
in
job.
In human history, babies' bottoms have been wiped without warm wipes.
Bingo.
I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's some of the questions that we parents should ask ourselves is, oh man, this mesh feeder that I could put a strawberry in so my child doesn't choke. Wait a minute. Have people used this for the last thousands of years? Wait a minute. No, they haven't.
Before this.
they've been okay.
We get it. As new parents, man, there were things we bought, things we did, things we worried about that we didn't need to.
And so one of our jobs in doing this episode is just freeing you to not feel like you need to buy all the things just to appease all your anxieties.
Yeah, not to say that we're these parenting
we're not
experts
minimizing.
Or you're silly or anything. Yeah, it's just the job that you have or are about to have doesn't need to be any more complicated or worrisome.
Yeah.
Than it is, and you probably are. There's a good chance you might be thinking it is, or whatever. Just take care of the kid.
Mm-hmm. Bada bing, bada boom. So that's our list of the essential items that you need for baby, and if you can get them at a consignment sale, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the nice to haves, and if they happen to be at the consignment sale and you can get a good deal, well, these could be cool things to have.
Mm-hmm.
As well. And then we mentioned a few things that you could probably just skip or you just don't really need.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on if you're a different personality, maybe you feel that you would, but we've shared our thoughts.
Yes. If you are
you
listening
can tell we're quite relaxed.
On Spotify, you can find a little question or poll down there and tell us some of the things you have found most helpful and essential. Pass that wisdom on to the newer or soon to be parents who are listening. And we would love to hear from you. Maybe we'll do a podcast episode answering your question. So you can do that. There's a link in the show notes. Just go to the episode description. You'll see a link there. You can do it on your computer, on your phone, pretty much anything that has a microphone. You just go to this website, say, yes, you can listen to my microphone while I record this. You hit the button and you send us the message.
Bada bang, bada boom.
And hey, if you know anybody with a new baby or about to have a baby, send them this episode.
Yeah.
I think they'll love it.
And while you're at it, if you wouldn't mind giving us a rating on our podcast, it helps get the word out and it helps other Catholics find this show. So help us do that. Go ahead and leave a rating. And we have enjoyed this episode of the Catholic Money Show. We will see you next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet One program at walletone.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is part of the Spoke Street Network. For more great podcasts, visit SpokeStreet.com.